This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The geography of the Holy Land may not be something that we think about on a regular basis, but it can help us in understanding our relationship with the Lord and even with our spiritual lives and the development in our friendship with Jesus Christ that we all are called to deepen day by day. And so we hear something about the land of Israel, Zebulun and Naphtali, in the first reading and then again in the Gospel. These two names are two of the 12 tribes of Israel, and their lands occupied kind of a northern portion of the territory of the northern kingdom of Israel, which was conquered by Assyria around 700 years before the birth of Christ. Sometime after that, the people who lived in those lands were forced into exile, and there's no clear historical evidence about what happened to them. So even by the time of the prophet Isaiah, the area had come to be called Galilee of the Gentiles, because it was the borderland between the territory of those who professed faith in Judaism and those who had pagan beliefs. In other words, in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, the faith of the sons of Jacob, the fathers of the tribes, had largely been lost. The area was desolate and bereft of its former life of faith. And yet, Isaiah prophesied that those who lived in the gloom of this era would see light shine upon them once again, and even the joy would return. And so when Jesus came to Capernaum to live, a town located in the region occupied by those 12 two tribes of Israel, the evangelist tells us that the words of the prophet were fulfilled 700 years later, and that the joy of the presence of the Lord brought with it a message as well, the preaching of Jesus Christ. We learn from this tale of Zebulun and Naphtali that God delights in the long view. When we find ourselves in situations that are unpleasant or even dire, we want God to take immediate action to solve whatever problem we have now. The tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali, while they were watching their kingdom fall to the Assyrians, undoubtedly prayed to God for assistance. And they might not have initially taken much consolation in the fact that the Messiah would come to live in their district some centuries in the future. But if they had been able to see that future, to realize God's ultimate plan, that the presence of the Messiah and his life, death, and resurrection would open for all people the way to eternal life, then it's easier to go through those periods of desolation. God takes the long view, ultimately the longest view being to our eternal salvation. And so while we cannot always understand what happens to us in this world, in this life, what we are called to do is to be the best followers of Jesus that we can be in the midst of whatever circumstances we find ourselves. This means repenting of our sins, yes, but at the same time spreading the good news. The gospel tells us that Jesus did that at the same time as he was curing every disease and illness among the people. The example that Christ gives us is that effective evangelization is accompanied by the service of others. It's through the witness of our service that our words of faith in Jesus Christ are made credible. Without them, we're just a noisy gong. But when words of faith in Jesus Christ and his church are combined with actions of service, then we're on the path that Jesus called to walk, the path that leads to eternal life. The fact that our ultimate goal lies in heaven with God might not solve all of our problems here on earth, but it certainly gives us something to hope for. And not only that, but the fact that heaven is our goal has to help solve the problems of other people through our actions of service, motivated by our faith in Jesus Christ. If our lives of faith are only about ourselves and not helping anyone else, then they're as desolate as the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali were after they were conquered. But the reverse is also true. All of us have areas of desolation in our lives, our own lands of Zebulun and Naphtali. So if we want to help usher in the renewal of our own desolations, wherever they are in our lives, then we need to bring what Jesus brought to Capernaum, helping people to know him by proclaiming our faith in Christ Jesus and following his example of service. So even today and throughout the week, we can think, what are the areas in our lives that are like Zebulun and Naphtali, maybe lacking in faith, maybe lacking in the presence of the Lord? How can we bring him into those areas? What do we need to let go of? What do we need to start doing in order to be a better witness to our faith in Jesus Christ? The Lord wants us to be renewed. He wants us to be filled with the joy of being his witnesses. And he wants to do that by giving us himself, his presence, which is made known in his word, in the community, and in the sacraments. As we gather around the altar today to receive that most blessed sacrament, the presence of Jesus Christ, may we ask him to renew those areas of desolation in our lives by his presence and give us the strength then to be witnesses to his gospel by the way we speak and the way we act.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.